All right, Jeff, it's been basically a week now since the wrap-up of Fall Festival, and we've yet to talk about this. I've been asked a million times, so I cannot imagine how many times you have been asked about the great jackwagon incident of the 2022 Fall Festival.
Yeah, you know, it seemed to resonate for whatever reason. So first of all, for those that maybe don't know or didn't see, there was a jackwagon. Some guy came up during a live weathercast and issued a string of, you know, words you can definitely not say on TV and just boorish behavior, right?
Right on Franklin Street, yep.
As my sister said, have they lost all decorum down there? And I said, well, certain groups and individuals, maybe. But yeah, so it was unfortunate, you know, you're going to run into a few people like that in life. And of course, you have to keep going when you're on live TV, so we did. But in the heat of the moment, I kind of lost my cool, and I said, that guy's a jackwagon. And I felt him behind me. I didn't actually ever see him until I looked at the video. And my reflex was to wing my elbow back, and I just missed, you know. And the consensus of the tri-state seems to be they wish I had connected.
Absolutely. I was going to say.
For many reasons, I'm glad I did not, because that's not a good look, you know, the weatherman beating up people at the Fall Festival.
Now, so. Here's the thing. I have known you for a while now, and I believe I know you pretty well. I have never met or known a more even-tempered human being in my life. And in that moment, I saw the fury of Jeff Lyons.
I don't know if it was fury or not. I think it was just more of a kind of frustration with the whole thing.
I say that tongue-in-cheek. That is
right.
You are always so even-keel, and you handled it so much better than most any of us other broadcasters would have. And I wanted to commend you for calling him a jackwagon. I think the rest of us would have all gotten fired for using a word we shouldn't have used on TV, so you handled it so well.
But you see, I got to ride this thing out just a few more years, and I saw my career flash before my eyes, and I thought, what's on the FCC's approved list of things I can say, other than we'll be right back.
Exactly.
So anyway, it happened, but what was really, I think, more remarkable, and I do want to give a shout out, the Nut Club, you know, they put on a phenomenal event every single year, without fail. And they hated that. You know, that is not what they want to have, the look they want to have. Nor did law enforcement and the Evansville Police and the Sheriff's Department. They, like, rallied around me. And at 6 o'clock that night, I mean, I had more security around me than, like, a sitting president. You know, there were people with sunglasses and IFBs and sidearms looking around. And all we were doing was sampling Prono Pups or something. You know, it wasn't anything really high security. But they all rallied, and they said, you know what, we're not going to put up with this stuff.
Not just the Nut Club, not just the police, but the entire community. I mean, the Leave Jeff Alone hashtag, and then the merchandise. Deborah Miller today, I am not making this up for the purpose of this conversation, she wore her hashtag Jackwagon Jeff Lyons t-shirt today. You had nothing to do with that merchandise, but now it's out there.
No. My kids all think I need to cash out, you know, and I'm like, no, you don't. You can't do that. I just let it go. But, you know, if some good can come of it for others, then okay, that's what it's all about. But yeah, it was definitely, you know, they don't teach you this stuff in broadcasting school.
Well, I appreciate you putting it all on the record there, Jeff.
Yeah, it's all on the record. And again, you know, my thanks, first and foremost, to the Fall Festival, the Nut Club, because they run a tight ship. There is no detail that they don't take care of. And they were very kind, and we had Nut Club security then for the remainder of our visits down there.